following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. How are you this morning? My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante. It's finally, if you got outside today, it's a nice day. Finally. So, but the weirdest thing is I don't know why I got hot coffee this morning. You know, I should have got another iced coffee. It's like hot coffee, really?
Well, you must have got inspired when you walked out the door and felt that fresh air.
I guess so. Well, I guess I didn't realize it, Biff, because I got in my car in the garage and it was still like, felt like it was 100 degrees. And then I got out and it's like, oh man, I should have gone for the iced coffee, because when I rolled down the windows, it was a lot nicer.
It was nice. It had that, sort of had that, you know, the humidity, the moisture in the air. It sort of had that fall feel this morning.
Yeah, so if you haven't gotten out yet, you said to yourself, you know, this summer I'm going to go for more walks. This would be a good day to do
this
that.
This would be an excellent day.
This would be the day to maybe list, I've motivated you a little bit. You know, put on your Bluetooth headsets or whatever. You can listen to the show as you're out walking around the neighborhood. But outside is where you should be today. And if you want to get outside, by the way, this Sunday, today, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., it is, I'm going to be over at Gaetano's Restaurant in, Gaetano's Ristorante in Stoneham, Massachusetts, with my son Noah. He and I are going to be playing live music from 11 to 1. If you want to come join us, we will be there at the restaurant. Great way to get out. It is our last Sunday show for the season. Noah is heading back to college. And
This is it. Oh, wow. All right, so you listeners out there, this is it. You go see Mark and Noah.
This is the show.
This is your final opportunity.
You know, I'm sure there'll be other opportunities, I'm sure. And besides, you're not going to see me. You're coming to see my son, Noah. He's the talent in this whole thing. Certainly not me. Well, anyways, you know, I've been thinking about this week about what we were going to talk about. And as many people realize or have known, if they've gotten to know me, they realize that when I show up here on Sunday morning, I'm not prepared for anything. I generally don't have anything in my hands. I come empty-handed. There is no prep work. I just show up to the studio, and when Biff turns on the microphone, I go.
And I don't mind telling you, when I first started working, it was a little bit unnerving. So I said, but does this guy just go for an hour? He just goes for an hour? I mean, because I've worked with people who had reams and reams of notes, and I'm like, and here he comes. Yep. Hey, Biff, I got my coffee.
And so we just kind of, we talk about stuff. I mean, realistically, this is supposed to be financial advice in a language you can understand. So, you know, think about it. You know, you're always asking somebody at a cocktail party or someone's at the house, you're always asking the financial advisor these financial questions, and I generally don't have notes there, so I just imagine it's the same kind of thing here. So,
touché.
We kind of wing it, right? Yeah. Right. That's what we do.
It's kind of done. It's worked for a while.
It has worked. It really has. This is year 10 for year 9 or year 10 for me here at the station.
Here.
So yeah, here. So it's worked out pretty well. So I actually didn't have anything prepared until Friday. All of a sudden, I found out to myself, oh my goodness, I actually have a topic this Friday, because I send out a newsletter every Friday. You've heard me mention this on the radio. I send out this newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It lands in your mailbox every Friday at 10:30 in the morning in your inbox, not your mailbox at the end of the driveway, in your inbox through email. All you need to do if you want to get it, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Put at the bottom of any page, you can put in your name, your email address, and yep, you'll get our newsletter. It lands every Friday at 10:30. You and 7,500 subscribers will receive something that's called Planning Pointers. It has three stories with financial advice in a language you can understand. But what you can also do when you get the newsletter is you can just hit the reply button. And if you got a question for me, a thought for me, whatever it might be, toss it my way. So Friday afternoon, I'm looking at my email and there's an email from one of our subscribers who I've never met before. And she sends a note. She says, hey, do you think you could do a topic on how to hire a financial planner? I'm like, I can do that. Wow, what a great idea. I've probably done several of these in years past, but probably haven't done it in a very, very long time. And in fact, years ago, back, I think it was 2014, I wrote a book. The book was called Retiring for the Genius. You might still be able to find it on Amazon.com. And if you want a copy of it, I got a bunch of them around the office. I'd be happy to give you one if you want. But part of the whole Retiring for the Genius was a guidebook for the average person here in America. America. Is America.
Where is that? Where's America?
Where's America? it was the average person to try to figure out, you know, how do I go about doing this financial planning thing, especially if I'm considering approaching retirement or in retirement. So I wrote this book, and I did in the last section, the last chapter of my book, it was called Finding an Advisor Who Makes Sense for You. So I thought today we would dedicate today's show to trying to give you some guidance on how to go about finding a financial advisor if ever you've been looking for one. You see, many people I've learned have relationships with financial advisors, yet they certainly don't view them as their financial planner. It's like, oh, my brother-in-law is starting to work with this insurance company or this investment company, and he was looking for some money, and so we threw him a few bucks to see how he could do. That's not a financial advisor. That's not even a financial planner. That's not even a financial advisor, I should say. That's just an investment guy. That's really all you're doing there. And understand, when your brother-in-law or your son or your uncle or great-niece or your neighbor starts to go to work for one of these big insurance companies or even big investment companies, the first thing that they're taught to do is go to friends, neighbors, and relatives to pick them up as clients because, hey, if you screw up, they'll be at least a little bit more understanding. Not screwing up in the investments that you pick, that, because frankly, I'll be very honest with you, picking investments is not hard, but doing the paperwork and trying to convince people to work with you, if you screw up or you bumble and fumble a little bit with your words, they'll be a little bit more understanding. And so what ends up happening is over time, you begin to find yourself with a whole bunch of different connections to an investment product, different people who have sold you a different investment product, and now you got stuff that's all over the place. Not to mention the old 401ks at work, maybe the 401k you have now, a 403b, a small pension here. You might have money in the bank. You got stuff everywhere. You got stuff everywhere. It's kind of like, I think about it every year when my kids are graduating high school. My last one, Corey, just graduated high school this June. And one of the things that you dread over the summer is which of the kids' friends are going to call me saying that they represent Cutco and they'd like to come in and do a little presentation for you so you could learn about Cutco knives. Well, you absolutely know that they're in there to try to sell you Cutco knives, and you feel bad if you don't buy some of these knives. And so Laura and I have this collection of Cutco products that we must have bought from 16 different of our kids' friends. And I wouldn't know who to even call if one of them started to rust or fall apart. And sometimes they do, but And that's what ends up happening in the financial planning world, too. I mean, you got all these different people that you bought stuff from. You forget who you even bought it from. And then the people that you bought it from aren't even in the business anymore. They've moved on to do something else. And so you realize, hey, if I wanted to call that person, who am I supposed to call? Because they're not even the representative of the investment that I purchased. Yeah, I know. I just rambled there a little bit and got you jumped all over the place. But I'm trying to make a point here. When it's time to hire a financial planner, you want to make sure that you're hiring somebody who has your interests first, who understands where everything is and what everything is worth before they ever start to invest money. Because honestly, that's usually the gut reaction. If you're looking to hire a financial planner, you got to ask yourself, what do I want to hire a financial planner for? Do I want to hire someone because I just inherited $50,000 from great-grandma? Or because I want to have a strategy? I want to work with someone over time to help me develop a strategy and then implement that strategy and then track it over time to make me feel comfortable that I'm on a path towards success or a path in the direction that I want to go in, so that as I approach retirement or as I approach a certain destination of mine, I know how successful I am at getting there. And oftentimes, frankly, we hire a financial advisor for the first item that I mentioned. You just came into some money and you need a decision on that. You think you need a decision on that piece of money as to how to work with someone. And frankly, I think that's the worst way to develop a relationship with a financial planner. If you just want advice on what should I do with this money, or what do you think of these crypto things, or what do you think of these crazy stocks that keep up and going down? They call them now meme stocks. That is not the best use of a financial planner. In fact, it isn't a good use at all of a financial planner. That's what you go to an investment guy for, or that's what you kind of try to do it on your own. But gosh, I hope you don't do that. I hope you begin to realize that planning for your financial future is a major commitment. In fact, yes, it will probably be the most expensive thing that you do over the course of your lifetime. It might even cost you more than the mortgage on your house, to tell you the truth, over time. I'm just being honest here with you. And here's the reason why. Think about what you spend every year on a mortgage. Every month you're paying your principal and interest, whatever it might be. But when you retire, you're all of a sudden faced with this lump amount of money. You no longer perhaps have a mortgage anymore. And it could be, but in order to get advice, in order to help you figure out what you do with all of this money, and to support yourself and connect you to what you want to do for the rest of your life, you need advice sometimes every month, every quarter, every year, on just what should I do? Not what investments to pick, but what should I do in this situation? My mother just died, or I'm thinking about selling my house, or we need to put a new roof on the home, or should I buy or lease a car? Or what should I do about choosing the right Medicare strategy? When should I take Social Security? When should I take money from my IRA? Is it best to take from my IRA early, later? Should I take from my Roth? What should I do? Those are very, very, very important questions, each which can cost you money if you do it improperly. So wouldn't it be nice that if you had a financial advisor in your pocket, that you knew you could pick up the phone and someone would give you advice that isn't emotionally charged? Instead, it's giving you rational advice during some of the most emotional periods of time in your life. That's what a great financial planner will do. That's what we try to do at Friedman Financial, but it's also what so many financial planners can do. So my goal today is try to give you some guidance, to try to give you some help as to how to find a financial planner that's right for you. I got some stories to share. I got some anecdotes from the book that I wrote. And we're going to give you some financial advice in a language you can understand. So go grab a cup of coffee or put on your AirPods and go for a walk, because it is beautiful outside. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local Program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante at 41 Cross Street. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, I hope you'll give us a call. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. When we last left you, I was telling you about an email that I received as a response to my newsletter that we send out every Friday, asking for some help on how to hire a financial planner. So if you're wondering, Mark, where did you get this newsletter from? Or where does this person get the newsletter? I will let you know. It's called Planning Pointers. We've been sending it out since March of 2009. So over 12 years, we've been sending out a newsletter. Every Friday morning, it lands in your inbox at 10:30. The only Friday that it does not land in your inbox at 10:30 is Thanksgiving week. We actually drop it in at 10:30 on Wednesday that week. But besides that, it's Friday at 10:30. If you'd like to receive planning pointers, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman to E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name and your email address, and boom, you will start to get it this upcoming Friday and join the 7,500 other subscribers that get our newsletter. So my goal here today was to try to give everybody a little bit of an education of what to look for, what to think about, what to consider when hiring a financial planner. So the first thing, like I said, you have to ask yourself is, do I want someone to understand my whole financial situation, or am I looking for a solution to a single issue? Like, I just inherited money, or I have a CD coming due, or I've just lost my job and I need to roll over my money, and that's all I want to share with the financial professional. If that's the case, you're not looking for a financial planner. You're looking for an investment guy. That is what I'm not. I'm not going to give you a single answer to a simple question, because as a financial planner, a certified financial planner, a CFP, I have an obligation as a fiduciary to place your interests first. And I think everyone can interpret that word fiduciary, or the expression placing your interests first, differently. I view it as it means that before I ever offer any type of recommendation to you, I need to know your whole financial situation. I need to know where everything is and what everything is worth so that I can help you make an informed decision. I can't tell you how many people we've spoken to that only want to share a part of their financial situation. They say, let me tell you a story. Here's a real story. It's like 20 some odd years old now. It was back when my dad was in the business. We had a person who was a member of our temple in Peabody at the time, and his wife had died in a car accident. He was in his early 70s at the time. And when she died, he was the recipient of $1 million life insurance policy. You know, she had died, he was going to be the beneficiary. And he came to our office saying, look, he says, this is a lot of money, $1 million. He says, what I want to do is I want to give you 500 of it and see what you can do with the money. And I'm going to give $500,000 to another financial advisor that I know and see what he can do with it. And then over time, we'll see how you guys are doing, and then we'll figure out what we want to do from there. And so our attitude at the time, you know, there's a lot of people that are very hungry for business. $500,000 is a lot of money. And so most people would say, sure, I'll take it. Well, our attitude, being a mature practice, was, hold on a second. Tell me about how this money is going to impact the rest of your life. Oh, we don't need to talk about that. That's not a big deal right now. I just want to do something with the $1 million. Well, I said, you know, we really can't give you some guidance on what to do with the $500,000, because how I would invest the $500,000 and how this other financial advisor might invest the $500,000 might be the same approach, might be a different approach. Don't you think it should all be coordinated? Nah, I just want it to be a competition. Let's see how you do compared to the other guy. Well, hiring a financial planner is not a competition. It's not a game. This is serious business. And it's serious money, especially when, as you approach retirement, there's no longer a paycheck coming in. you're having to rely on Social Security, perhaps a pension, and then some income or a distribution from all the wealth that you accumulated. So we said to the gentleman, you know, our approach, as much as we'd appreciate, we'd like the opportunity to invest this $500,000, we really need to know the overall situation that you have in your financial life before we can offer any type of recommendations. And he says, what's wrong? You don't believe in a little competition? Well, yeah, competition is fine when you're battling over, beers or some type of who can make the better steak. But when you're talking about financial planning and you're talking about your real money, this is not a game at the roulette table, at the Encore or pulling the slots down, in Atlantic City or in Las Vegas. This is serious money. And so he says, we told him, we're really not interested in the competition. He says, I can't believe I want to give you $500,000. You're going to have an opportunity to make money for yourself and for me. And you don't want to take my $500,000. And I began to realize that this wasn't necessarily about him wanting to hire us. He wanted to be the guy that was going to facilitate what he would see as a friendly competition between two different financial advisors. And we decided to take a pass. We said, why don't you just give the guy the whole thing? How can you do that? Don't you want a competition? No, we really don't. We want to place your interest first. I don't want to compete with another financial advisor. And so I think you have to ask yourself this. When you're hiring a financial planner or a financial advisor, and I'm going to turn financial planner as the guy that does everything, and the financial advisor is oftentimes someone that just wants to focus on one sleeve of your overall financial goals. When you want to hire a financial, if you want to hire a financial advisor, that should be the person that you go to for a single investment idea or a single solution that you're looking for. You hire a financial planner when you want somebody to understand the entire picture. So I used to do a lot of speaking, and I'm looking forward to getting out and doing a lot of speaking to help financial advisors better serve their clients. And I use this analogy a lot. I said, I don't know if it's an analogy. It's a picture. I'm not great at analogy, metaphor, simile, all that kind of stuff. That was high school English. So just call it what it is. So I want you to imagine two pictures of a pie crust on a big screen, an empty pie crust. You just throw them up there on a screen on a PowerPoint. And so all you see is the empty pie crust. And then now you pour in the filling. Okay. And then you can pick the filling. Someone will have maybe blueberry filling on one, cherry on the other. And then we put on the crust on top and we stick it in the oven and bake it. When the pie comes out of the oven, you take a look at the two pies. They both look very similar, except maybe the filling's a little bit different. But on pie number one, the pie gets sliced up into 8 different pieces. And each of those pieces is, one is called retirement planning. Each slice is retirement planning, education planning, estate planning, investment plan, all different types of planning. But each pie, the way we come to a solution is the pie filling is an investment idea. Oh, retirement planning, I want to use an annuity. Oh, short-term planning, I want to buy a 529 plan. Another short-term thing, I have an inherited IRA. Or I want to save some taxes, so I want to buy tax-free bonds. Each slice in that pie is a different investment strategy. So the pie, the filling inside the pie is really investments. Because every piece we're going to take out has something to do with buying some type of an investment strategy. Now let's move to the other pie. The next pie, every piece in that pie represents, the filling inside the pie is what I call financial planning. So when you take a piece out, it's the first pie is, how do I buy, should I buy or lease my car? Next one is, how can I save more taxes on my tax return? Pie number three is, how do I plan for my retirement? Pie number four is, are my estate planning documents properly secured? Pie number six, take a look at my tax return. Could I have different taxes withheld from my pay stubs, or should I be doing something different? It's a matter of which way you want your financial planner to look at your pie. Do you want to have a pie where every decision and every conversation with the financial advisor is about another type of investment solution that you should be buying, getting out of? Do you want that? Or do you want the other pie where each slice that comes out has a connection of financial planning advice that connects to all of the other pie pieces? We are the latter. I'm a certified financial planner is going to focus on the big picture. all of those pieces have to be connected. In fact, let me give you a different example, another example, which I think is even better. Years and years ago, we were in, I want to say it was the late 90s. We used to have a client advisory council where we'd have 12 or 14 clients would come out for dinner with us. And we were sitting at, remember the old Kernwood restaurant in Linfield? We had a dinner there. And it was a period of time when the markets weren't doing all that well. I called it the cheese grater effect. Every month, they chipped away a little bit more at your investment account. Just a little bit. You were just hoping it would go up, and it's like, damn, I just lost another $50, or I lost another $1,000. Just little bits all the time. And the cheese grater is slicing away. And so we asked the group there. They said, you know, for months after months after months, your investment account continues to go down. And so I've got to ask the question that probably no one wants to ask you. And the question is why do you stick with us? Why do you continue to maintain a relationship with us as a financial planner? Why is it that when your account values are going down, you just haven't said, forget this, I'm going to go find somebody else who can make me some money? Why have you stuck around? And I had a gentleman that stood up and he says, Mark, the answer is quite simple for us. And he says, and I think about it all the time. And he happened to retire out of a big company in the marketing department. And he drew this illustration for us that he talked to me about that really held my attention. And I've since turned this into a graphic that I share when I go on the road. And it really illustrated the role that we play as a financial planner through his eyes rather than that of an investment professional. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you what that story looks like. I'm going to draw out and help you envision this picture that he drew out that was so clear and so good. And that's what we will do, is provide you with some more financial advice in a language you can understand when we return. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. It's not about the
money. Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is a beautiful Sunday morning. Get out there, get outside. The humidity is gone, at least for an hour or so. Maybe it'll come back later, but it is beautiful outside. So if you want to get outside, enjoy this nice weather, sit out on your back porch, go for a walk, do something, get outside today. It is beautiful. Anyways, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial on North Shore. No, I'm not president. Hold on. Let me go. I'm going to do that again. This is live radio, folks. I'm Mark Friedman, president.
There you go.
Hey, Biff, can we take that over again?
Take two.
Yeah, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located across the street from the North Shore Mall, just above Daniela's Ristorante on 41 Cross Street. I am here in studio at the North Shore 104.9 studios at on Enon Street, right across the street from the North Beverly train station. Hope you're all doing well. When we last left, I was trying to give you some ideas on how to go about hiring a financial planner, and I was starting to tell you folks about a story from our client advisory council that we had, a dinner that we had years and years ago when the markets were doing terribly. And I asked this group of clients, maybe 12 or 14 of them, for dinner that we took out to the Kernwood restaurant at the time in Linfield, no longer there anymore. And we asked them, why are you staying? Why do you stick around if the markets keep going down? And this guy gets up. He was the marketing guy for one of these big Fortune 500 companies. And he says to me, Mark, it's very simple. He says, this is the way I see what you do as a financial planner compared to what a whole bunch of other financial people do, those investment guys. He says, I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine you're looking up on a screen and there's this silhouette of a human body. Silhouette of a human body. You can imagine that, right? Big black screen up there, big black on a black and white screen. Screen's white. The silhouette is black. And you see it up there. And all of a sudden, in the faintest of distance, you hear ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And as it starts to get louder, ba-boom, ba-boom, you start to see the pulsing of a heart on the silhouette. You start to see that. That's the only thing you see. You see the silhouette and this red glow, and then there's this heart that's beating. And as the ba-boom, 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 ba-boom gets louder, all of a sudden, the entire circulatory system of the silhouette is filling out. So you can see the veins all connecting to the head, to the arms, all the way down, right to the fingers, down to the toes. And he says, and that heart, ba-boom, 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 is beating faster and faster. And I'm like thinking, this is what this guy's thinking about? This is how he sees it. So I'm like, okay, I'll play the game. So now you got this silhouette, heart beating, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And the silhouette with all the veins and stuff, all, and now you can start to see the blood flow going in and out, and everything's passing through the heart, right? It goes out of the heart, down to your fingers, comes back in, back up to now the head. And then all of a sudden, he says, as you're watching that beating heart, all of a sudden, something happens. There's this heart is starting to beat, ba-boom, 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 really fast. And you see the right hand is starting to pulse a little bit. That's because something has happened to the hand. Maybe it got cut. Maybe the arm got broken. Maybe something happened there. And so all of a sudden, the heart knows the heart knows that it has to race with more blood and more resources down to that hand to try to help heal it. He says, so this is what happens. He says, this is the difference between you and the investment guy. Something happens wrong in the market. The markets just drop, but their investments do poorly. And the and you call your investment guy and you say, hey, my fund or my stock that I just had did poorly. And so that's where the pulsing is. That's the hand that's pulsing. It's racing. It's erratic. It doesn't know what to do. It's scared. And so the investment guy focuses on all sorts of solutions on how do we heal the hand. But he forgets about how this is impacting the legs and the other arm and your head and every other part of your body, because he doesn't know about that stuff. He says, but if you're dealing with a financial planner, the financial planner will say, okay, we got a problem with the hand, but how is the difference, how is what we're going to deal with on the hand going to impact everything else in the human body? He says, that's what you do, Mark. He says, when I'm worried about something in my financial life, you bring it back into perspective to help me realize that maybe the pulsation, the agony that I might be feeling in one of my extremities is not nearly as bad as I might think it is, because all of the other parts of my body are working hard to restore it from all over itself. We are trying to find a balance between our hands and our feet and our head and our heart, and everything is working together. That is what you do. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. I hadn't quite considered that way. Now, remember, this was my story. This was his story, and this is how a guy is seeing what we do, because he knows he's seen the markets go down. He's seen terrible headlines that come across the screen. He's heard Cramer saying, buy, 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 or sell, sell, sell. And people react to that stuff. And he says, you stop us from doing that. A financial planner, a certified financial planner, will work with your best interest in mind, knowing that at all times, there might be some boo-boos that you get on your body, some ouchies that you get, a slice to your finger, perhaps, when you stick your finger in the door. Something, and all of a sudden, all the agony focuses on that little piece of the finger. It doesn't matter that, you know, you might still be hungry, or, you know, or something else. Go, no, no, it's all about the finger. Now, a financial planner will say, okay, that's good. We got to address that. But we got to say, okay, let's make sure that everything else is staying nourished, everything else is staying balanced, so that if we focus all of our time on our hand, we're not forgetting about everything else. That's what a financial planner is doing. And like I said, that is where you get the best work out of a certified financial planner. So if you're going to look to hire a financial planner, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to see if, first of all, I want you to ask the question, do I want a financial planner or do I want an investment guy? That's a big decision. Big decision for you. If you're just looking for an investment solution, don't waste your time with a certified financial planner. You know why? Because they're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions. And there are a whole bunch of questions that you may not even want to answer. You just want a solution. You want a story. You want an idea. Go call a broker. Go call an investment guy. But if you're ready for a certified financial planner professional, understand that that person must pay attention to the four E's. That's the letter E, four E's. Experience. They must have at least 3 years experience. Number two, education. They have to take educational training both prior to earning their CFP designation and on an ongoing basis, continuing education credit. They have to have, we did experience, they have to have education, they have to have ethics. They have to follow a code of ethics. And that code of ethics says, I need to place your interest first as a fiduciary. And then finally, there's an examination. So there's education, experience, ethics, and an examination. They must take an examination that takes a long time, that covers all the aspects of financial planning, not just investments. In fact, investments is one of six categories within the CFP curriculum. Investments is just one of them. What are the other ones? Well, understanding cash flow and net worth, understanding insurance, understanding investments, understanding taxes, understand retirement planning options, and understanding estate planning. They need to know all of those things to be a certified financial planner. And so now let's say you want to hire the certified financial planner. You want to find one. Where do you go? Where do you go to find one? Well, oftentimes people will say, I'm going to talk to my neighbors or I'll talk to my colleagues. That might be a good option. Not a bad way. I mean, a lot of people who come to us are through word of mouth. They've worked with us. They've been very, very satisfied with the work that we've done. But make sure that when you're asking your friends, neighbors, and relatives for a referral, that you're not asking for just an investment guy. You're asking for a certified financial planner who does financial planning. That's a big one, too. You got to make sure they actually do the financial planning part. A couple other places you can go. There's an organization called the Financial Planning Association, FPA. And if you go into Google or any of your search engines, you can look up Financial Planning Association and you can find a certified financial planner because there's only certified financial planners that are listed in the FPA website who will guide you and give you some understanding as to what it is that they do so that you can match up what your goals and objectives are. You can learn about them, learn about their experience, what is their focus, what types of clients do they serve. And besides, remember, you want to find a financial planner that focuses their attention on your demographics. Do you want to be, if you go to work with a financial planner, do you want to find out that you are their biggest client? Do you want to be their smallest client? Or do you want to find yourself in the sweet spot of the clients that they serve? And so that might be an interesting question to ask a financial planner before you even tell them about your situation. Ask them, what's the sweet spot of clients that you serve? You see, oftentimes when we go in for those free initial consultations, and every financial planner will hold this opportunity for you to have a free initial consultation with them. Great. And they should. And then they have this whole way that they go about interviewing you. They'll learn about your situation. They'll ask you some questions. They'll want you to show them stuff. But I'd like to turn the tables on those financial planners. I think you should be the one interviewing them. Before you start revealing information about yourself, why don't you learn whether the financial planner would be a good fit for you? I know that's an interesting approach, but remember, if all of a sudden you start to expose yourself financially to a certified financial planner and they say, ooh, there's some opportunities here. Maybe I can spin my questions or share my thoughts in a way that I could convince them to become clients. I would rather you understand what they do and make sure that they have an understanding of their business before you start to reveal information about them. Because one of the things that we take great pride in at Friedman Financial is that I know that the story of how we do financial planning and how we serve our clients and the ways that we even invest money, give advice, whatever it is, it's generally through the same philosophical lens. No, everybody's situation's a little bit different. But everybody could agree that the approach that we take, the process that we go through, the continuing conversations that we have are similar with everybody. I'm not making up one way to do this with this client and a different way to do it with that client and having to remember, oh, what did I say to this one? And what did I say to this one? How did I charge this person? No, it follows through a process so that we can do this right. So I'm going to refer to my book here. I have a book here that's called Retiring for the Genius. It's a book that I wrote in 2014. And it was really designed to help you find a financial advisor that makes sense for you. So one of the tips that I put here in the book, it says the key to finding the right planner for you is preparation. If you walk into a financial planner's office unprepared and uneducated, you could very easily be guided down a path that does not make sense for your financial future. You need to be harnessed with questions, tough, probing questions, so that you can interview your planner. After all, they intend to ask tough, probing questions of you. So here are some questions that I think that you should be asking. Here is question number one. And remember, I'm setting the standard by saying before you even go to visit a financial planner, you should be going to their website and determining whether they are a CFP professional. And if they're not, and if you're looking for total and comprehensive financial planning, don't go there. Don't let them convince you that they will do financial planning because they are not obligated to do just that. A certified financial planner is. So here's my first question that you should be asking. It's my understanding that certified financial planner professionals are required to obtain 30 hours of continuing education credit every 2 years. Can you tell me how you go about obtaining these credits? And do you generally focus on a particular area of specialization? Now you might think, how could I ask that question of somebody? Folks, you're going to pay these people a lot of money. You deserve to ask these questions. Because what I find more often than not is you can obtain your continuing education credits as a certified financial planner a lot of different ways. You can go to conferences and get your credits there. Haven't been able to do that really in the past year and a half. So a lot of the ways we do it is online. Now, when you go online, you have a lot of different areas that you can focus on. Some financial planners, some certified financial planners focus exclusively on one area. Maybe it's 30 hours on just investments. And they forget about updating themselves on retirement planning and estate planning and taxes and insurance and cash flow. Maybe you want to make sure that these certified financial planners are actually taking courses that cross the wide spectrum. And you know what? You have every right, if you want, to ask for the verification. Because I, as a certified financial planner, and I'm obligated to share with the Certified Financial Planning Board of Standards which continuing education credits I earned and in what categories they were in. If you find that all of the categories were in, let's say, annuity planning, maybe that's the specialty that this certified financial planner is focusing on. Maybe they're not doing comprehensive financial planning. I know you might think, well, Mark, that's like probing too much. Folks, if you're going to pay somebody for advice, you deserve to know what you're paying for. And I will tell you, working with a financial planner is not cheap. You want to make sure you're getting your money's worth. I always find it fascinating when people will call me and they'll call my office. They say, hey, I've been working with a financial advisor. I'm not sure if he's doing the right thing or I'm thinking about another strategy. So I wanted to ask you what you think, Mark. You want to ask me what I think? You're paying this financial advisor a lot of money. Why don't you pick up the phone and call them? And they'll say, well, I don't want him to criticize me, or I don't want to get yelled at. Yelled at? Who yells at you? This is your money. You have every right to ask these questions. When you're going to hire a certified financial planner, I want you coming harnessed with questions. If you want the questions that I'm going to share with you both now and in the next segment, I'm happy to drop them to you in an email. Here's my email address, Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, at Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Or you can sign up for a newsletter. And maybe next week or the week after, I will start to share these questions as well in our planning pointers so that you can be better harnessed with the answers to these questions. If you want to get my newsletter, go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name and your email address, and boom, you will get your free newsletter every Friday at 10:30 into your inbox. But for now, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, more questions that you should be asking to certified financial planners. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante at 41 Cross Street. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, I hope you'll give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. And if you've been wondering, how do you go about hiring a financial planner? Well, hey, that's what we've been talking about all day today. And you can, if you missed part of the show, you can listen to the podcast that you can find either at NorthShore1049.com or go to Apple or any of your favorite podcast devices. I don't even know what the proper term is. And search for Dollars and Cents or search for Friedman Financial and you'll see, I don't know, 10 years worth of shows. You can find all sorts of stuff, but you can even listen to this show. That'll be available, I think, Tuesday of this week. We'll make it available for you. Anyways, when we last left, we were talking about the importance of knowing who to hire if you want to work with a financial professional. And if you're looking for just an investment guy, don't go to a certified financial planner. I think you're wasting your time because a certified financial planner is trained to give you the big picture stuff. I look at it, if you just want to have fun for a while and just deal with some investments, go hire a broker, hire an investment guy. But when it's time to get serious, to get it all together, to put your big picture together and understand where you are financially so you can support yourself for the next 30 years of your life after you retire, that's the time to be sitting down with a certified financial planner and learning about that. So what I wanted to provide you with and harness you with is some questions to be asking of a financial planner. And some people have said to me, Mark, those questions that you're asking, they're awfully kind of probing. Well, you're interviewing somebody and you're going to potentially spend a lot of money over time with these people. Don't you think you deserve honest and upfront answers? This is not about being nice and kind and all of that. This is your money we're talking about. You've heard of too many stories about people who have frankly been screwed over by financial professionals because they didn't understand your whole situation. They didn't expose you to all the risks that were involved. You want to make sure that you're dealing with somebody who knows and understands your overall financial situation. So here's a great question to ask. Now, before you start to share your financial situation with a financial planner, you're going in for that free initial consultation. Before you start to share it, I would start to ask the question, What is the profile of your ideal client? What percentage of your client base represents this group? I think that's a fair question to ask of a financial planner, because if, first of all, many financial planners don't even know the answer to that question. Number two, they offer advice to so many different people, they don't have an ideal client. And so how can they really help you if they don't have experience dealing with people who are just like you? In fact, if you go to my website right now and you find there's actually a tab on my website that talks about the types of clients we serve, and there are four specific groups that we focus on. You can read about each one of them, the retiree, the pre-retiree, the accumulator, or the widow. And there's certain parameters that even fall within each of those categories to see, do I fit here? Does this make sense for me? You want to be sure you understand that. We have so much data and demographic information that I can share with you about the types of clients we serve that it can be very easy for you to determine, do I want to work with a firm like Mark's or a firm like others, or do I need to move on? That is a very critical question. Finding out what the sweet spot is of the financial planner you want to work with before you start to expose them to your situation. Because if your situation looks pretty darn good, but it really isn't their sweet spot, they might say, I can work with this. Maybe there's an opportunity here. Don't do that. Find somebody that has experience. Find somebody that knows what they're doing. All right. How about this question? Besides investment management services, what other services can I expect for the fee that I'm paying you? Now, many financial advisors will charge perhaps a financial planning fee up front, and then you can implement your strategies anywhere you want. But over time, perhaps they'll ask you to place assets under management that they manage for you, but they also will provide ongoing financial planning advice. At least you hope to. Hope that they will. So if they're going to charge you 1% to manage money, and that's all they're doing is managing money for 1%, folks, they're ripping you off. That is the biggest ripoff in the business right now. If all they're doing is buying investments for you and charging you 1% and doing nothing else that's surrounding your financial situation, not providing you advice on all the other aspects of your financial planning life, you are getting ripped off. Because the easiest job that I have in my business is picking investments. Now, Cramer won't let you think that. The guys that you watch on CNBC or Bloomberg or anything else, if you want to try to be speculative and buy stocks and bonds and trade and trade and trade and trade, well, yeah, that's hard because, frankly, no one does it successfully. But they'll let you believe that you can do it successfully if you listen to them. When we're building a financial plan, when you're structuring for your retirement planning, you want to have an investment strategy that's put in place that generally is set and forgotten about for the most part. You got to rebalance periodically. You got to reassess your overall risk tolerance to make sure that your overall situation aligns still with the investment strategy that you put in place. But if you're buying quality investments, if you're buying seasoned investment professionals to represent aspects of your portfolio, and you have a certified financial planner that's providing you the guidance that oversees all of that, that's enough. But you also want that certified financial planner to provide you with some guidance around, you know, when should I take Social Security? My parents are getting ill. When should I rebalance my 401k or my 457 plan? What should I do about my kids who are starting college? We need to replace the driveway in our house. We want to put an addition on the house. We want to move to Florida. Oh, we have this summer place up in Florida. We thought all the kids would come, but the kids don't come. No, they just don't want to come anymore. Or we got all of this stuff in our house and we want to downsize all my Hummels, all my China, all this crap. And the kids don't want it. Don't they realize the sentimentality, the sentiment value that's there? What do we do with this stuff? I mean, you might think, Mark, you're getting going onto extremes here. It's all part of the picture. This is what people struggle and worry about. A financial planner will give you some rational thinking around all of that stuff. And the investments do. The investments, remember, are a slice in the financial planning pie. Investments are not the whole pie. Always remember that. All right, we're up against the clock. I know I got to get out of here and make some room for Scott Whitley, who's coming in about 2 minutes or so. Scott does a great show with Wicked Bites Radio, telling you about all sorts of great restaurants in the area. Speaking of restaurants, if you're around in the next couple hours, 11 to 1 o'clock today, I am at Gaetano's Restaurante. No, not doing a financial planning show. I'm actually playing the piano, and my son Noah is playing the guitar. We do some songs together, live music on a beautiful Sunday morning, and yes, because it's Sunday morning, we will play Maroon 5's Sunday Morning. Yep, we'll do that. And we'll do some great Sunday brunch stuff. Billy Joel, Elton John, Disney songs, standards, Maroon 5. We'll do a whole bunch of stuff. Noah does some of these new artists that, I don't know, who's the guy that sings Watermelon Sugar? I don't know.
Sorry.
You don't know that one?
Sorry.
All right. You know, Sean Mendes, I guess.
I'll know the songs that you do, Mark.
Yeah, you will. But actually, I think they play some of those songs here on this radio station because it's songs of yesterday and today.
There you go. I'm sure they do.
I guess you don't listen to this radio station, do you, Biff? He just shows up here to work the board. That's it. We just expose Biff.
Just work the board and go away.
That's all.
Just kind of. So, okay, I've been exposed.
All right, so we'll be at Gaetano's from 11 to 1 o'clock today. It's my last show there at Gaetano's because Noah is heading back to University of Rochester. And then I'm back here to the studio just having to do one thing on a Sunday rather than two things on a Sunday morning. But if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and you'd like to work with us, we are certainly accepting new clients. Phone number here, 978-531-8108. 978-531-8108. I got to get out of here, make room for Scott Whitley. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Hope this was some financial advice in a language you can understand. Thanks for joining us on Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.